First of all, summarize the allegations in this case. This was a February 2015 death of a seven-month-old girl, and if you can walk us through what happened with this thing.
Yes, February 25th was the date of the murder. Haley Burleson was 7 months old. She was born premature, but she was fine, healthy, happy baby girl. Mom had gone to pick up older daughter from school because she had an eye doctor appointment, and then went to go get some glasses. And when she came back, daughter was essentially barely hanging on to life, pretty much lifeless. She calls 911. 911 comes in. The defendant said that the baby had fallen off the bed. EMS people immediately knew that that wasn't the case, because babies fall all the time with none of these injuries, and she had what could basically be described as catastrophic injuries. She had multiple broken ribs, broken leg, broken arms, and skull was just crushed. The defendant was, we believe, high on PCP, which is also called fenciclidine, and the baby was transported to St. Joe's, but they couldn't save her.
Then if you can talk about the capital murder charge and how you're able to supply evidence to the jury that met those qualifications.
Right. The in Texas, there's a ton of different ways to commit capital murder. In this way, it is if you intentionally or knowingly cause the death of a child under 10 years old, then you are eligible for capital murder. In this case, just because there's, you know, unique circumstances to every case, we decided not to pursue the death penalty on this case. We charge him under capital murder, killing a child under 10 years of age, and went forward with the evidence. We essentially tried to disprove his explanation as to why the child was essentially broken. When the EMS came in, as well as talking about the extent and the severity of the injuries, and the defendant being intoxicated on drugs at the time, and how that cannot be a defense to criminal conduct, the fact that a person voluntarily gets high or gets drunk.
And then the decision to not pursue the death penalty was based on what?
We look at all the facts and circumstances. We talked to a number of different people, and we also looked into the history of the defendant. And while the defendant did have a criminal history, none of the things were what you would consider to be violent cases, where there was violence or violence against children or even violence against women. We looked into the relationship with the kids that the defendant was living with, the mother of the child and the older daughter. No allegations of misconduct in terms of violence or anything like that. And we also looked at kind of what the effects of fenciclidine or PCP does to a person. And we have talking to law enforcement, talking to grand jurors, talking to a number of people, we saw that fenciclidine makes you act in ways that are not, we have people who feel like a Superman, who see hallucinations. We do a number of different things, and talking to all these different people, we made a decision that in this case, life in prison without parole would be the best punishment given all the facts and circumstances of this defendant and the advent of PCP. While you are held responsible for your crime and your conduct, which is what being found guilty and sentenced to life in prison without parole would do, we did not at that time think that the death penalty. We thought that the death penalty, while it was reserved for the worst of the worst, and these are horrible, horrible facts, with all the mitigating evidence, facts, and circumstances, I didn't think this was a good one to go forward with.
Any other takeaways that the listeners want to know about in this particular trial?
I would say that, the mom is happy, the family is happy with the verdict. We sat down and talked with her, obviously, yesterday and throughout this whole process. I think that, you know, when you go into a trial, you want to try to do justice. And justice is for the community. It's also justice for the family. And getting a chance to see her and to hug her afterwards and to get her thanks is kind of what we do this job for. So if we can, and frankly, you know, I never got a chance to meet Haley in person, but I hope that, you know, she's looking down on us somewhere and, you know, proud that we tried to get justice for her as well. You know, you never want to see a seven-month-old taken from this world, but when those things happen, hopefully you can try to get some semblance of maybe not, we can't bring them back, but we can try to make things seem a little bit better. And I think we did a little bit of that with this verdict.